This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the Espresso Trail in Torino. It was a good day at the main location of Fairgrinds Coffee House on Ponce de Leon Street in New Orleans. Largely due to the inspiration of Café de Gare across the street from the coffee house, the Saturday evening after Bastille Day is something of a block party celebration. We do our small part by waving French flags from the balcony and see who wants a cup of coffee before they head home. There's good spirit, and it's not one of the military parades that President Trump greets with such relish, since it's much more of a family affair. In solidarity, my compañera and I walked the streets of the city from dawn until dusk in Italy in the fascinating city of Turin, as English maps call it, and Torino as the city calls itself. In a full disclosure, I'm a Fairgrinds blend coffee and chicory guy. I squirrel away a pound for an over 2-week trip like this and try to ration it so that I can have one or two cups of home brew every day on the road. Mi compañera, though, has become an espresso girl in recent years. She was a stove topper in the manner that we learned in Buenos Aires for a while. Then she went with an Italian brand made somewhere around Milan. I got her an espresso maker for her birthday last year, and recently she got it working to her satisfaction. But as they say, when in Rome, and in this case, we were in Torino, and though I was hoarding Fairgrinds coffee and chicory, it only made sense in good company to join my compañera for an espresso and a bit of field research for our coffee houses. Howard Schultz, the billionaire behind Starbucks, famously claimed that his experience drinking espresso in Italy drove him to evangelize for coffee and propelled his chain forward. In truth, Starbucks did a lot of things, but not as much for coffee as it did for milk, by creating a fetish for all manner of drinks that were not simple shots of espresso. I've had some good espressos with perfect crema, the layer of foam on top, but what has amazed me more is the wide variety in pricing. We had a near perfect cup this morning on Corso Vittorio Emanuele II for €1 a cup, and I spent another euro on a delightful nut and confection bar called a Torrensino. That might not be exactly the right name, so I'll obviously have to go back and have another and write it down this time and see if I can get someone to make them at Fairgrinds. Damn, this field research is hard work. Elsewhere, it's been €1.30, €1.20, and €1.50. In France, sometimes it was €2. €1 seems right, since that's more than a dollar in the States, and no matter how good, there are only a couple of sips to it. Mi compañera thought she could help out, and wanting something cold, she spotted some women at the coffee bar in the marketplace near the River Po spooning a white substance out of their glasses from a machine with Eraclea labeled on it. Turned out this was a granita, and Eraclea makes a bunch of them with different mixes. Hers had a lemon flavor, I thought, and pineapple, she felt, so maybe it was both or neither. Of course, one of the reasons she swears by espresso is that the machines require filtered water to work well, and of course, that means no lead to the head. Fairgrinds uses filter water on all of our machines, and we assume the same goes for the espresso makers of Torino. There are worse ways to spend your time than trying to figure out the city and stand at a coffee bar, take a couple of quick sips to down an espresso shot. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.